5 home run props cashed in 3 episodes, 2 extremely valuable plays, and almost 2 big SGP hits. This is the Fantasy Firebox. I am Tony Gixel-Cotillo, and we are having a blast here. WinDailySports.com, having some fun, bringing some fire, getting some really, really good profitability here on this podcast. And we're going to continue that on a Friday. And we even had an earthquake, and that just knows that we're going to hit again tonight. Let's start off with value pitchers and K props. And surprisingly enough, I'm going to look at Mr. Quintana for the New York Mets. Now, 6,400, I look at this in a couple different ways. I know he's not the best pitcher in the world, but he had 4 strikeouts in 4 innings. And he goes up against Cincinnati, who I watched for 3 games and is highly undisciplined at the plate, especially with late movement, just as Zach Wheeler, who struck out 10. 5-6 innings, and he will absolutely prove his worth. Now, look at his K prop of over 5.5 at plus money, which is plus 100. That's the only pitcher from a value standpoint that I actually like. Now, let's get to the value bats. Make sure you get over to WinDailySports.com and click on that fantastic promo that we have right now. There is a link in this podcast for Home Run 100. That is where you get $100 off one of our biggest deals ever to get everything we offer, every tool, every projection model, every optimizer, every article, every Discord bet and prop and message alive right here at WinDailySports.com. And most importantly, you help me show that I'm doing the job that they hired me to do. Home Run 100, make sure you click on it. Make sure you sign up. Don't get left out in the dust and start cashing your tickets today. I'm going to do the same thing we did a couple episodes ago. I was in on Christopher Morel because of his number. We took him back to back. Nelson Velasquez, again, last night was the second highest point getter on the board at only 3,800, who we had as our value play. I'm going to go with him again tonight because guess what? He dropped 200 to 3,600, which is odd, okay? He has 2 multi-hit games out of his last 4, and he goes up against Fetty, who's given up 17 home runs in 58 games. That's insane. And also, this year, his first start gives up 5 hits in 4 innings and 2 home runs as well. So look at that home run prop too. I know he went long yesterday, but he could go long again back to back. Then we're going to look at Houston with Chaz McCormick at $4,000 versus Texas and against Bradford, a fill-in starting pitcher who wasn't bad in his first start filling in for Michael Lorenzen. But looking at Chaz's numbers, 5 of 6 games, he's been 5 or greater in DK points plus 2 double-digit outpoints. And 2 of his last 4 games, he has 2-plus hits in those games. That just breathes value to me. And I think he's going to have another big game with a couple ribbies as well. So for $4,000, he's a good call. And I usually don't go with power bats as a value, but I'm going to go with Adam Duvall and take the power right-hand bat against a weak left-handed pitcher in Tommy Henry. Henry is erratic with his location. And Duvall right now, as a power guy, has a 300 average and is safely in all 3 games. And guess what? He has 0 home runs. You know how I feel about that. So look at that prop as well for plus 265 to go long. Now let's get into home run props. 5 home runs. You heard it earlier in the last 3 games that we've hit on. Last night, one of our value plays hits home run in Velasquez. And then we have Jake Berger not only hits 1, but goes 2. So I'm feeling good right now. So let's go Matt Olson. Off to a quick start, but then a slow last 3 games. But guess what? First home game tonight where he thrives. I'm all in on Matt Olson against, you know, Tommy Henry. Let's go to Washington and go with the revenge factor as always with Bryce Harper, who has a hot swing right now and attack the pitiful Patrick Corbin with that huge right field advantage for the left-hander, even though it's left versus left. Harper does not sit. And then we're going to go Adolis Garcia for Texas. 3 home runs already. I know people are worried about protection now that Josh Jung is out, but he's going up against Hunter Brown, who was very good in his first start. But last year, 17 home runs in 61 innings. So maybe that first start was a little bit of a pipe dream. And then as a bonus play, make sure you get over to WinDailySports.com and click on that fantastic promo that we have right now. There is a link in this podcast for Home Run 100. That is where you get $100 off one of our biggest deals ever to get everything we offer, every tool, every projection model, every optimizer, every article, every Discord bet and prop and message alive right here at WinDailySports.com. And most importantly, you help me show that I'm doing the job that they hired me to do. Home Run 100, make sure you click on it, make sure you sign up, don't get left out in the dust, and start cashing your tickets today.
This one I was really feeling, so I had to throw it in there. Another zero home run guy in Brandon Drury for the Angels. Now, here's my concept. Number one, he goes up against Cutter Crawford, who literally gave up 29 home runs in 35 games already. 29 home runs in 35 games. But here's the thing. Brandon Drury was sick for the first part of the season. Very, very early part of the season. He just got healthy last game, and his first game back, he hits the ball hard and gives you a solid 9 for DK. That's the kind of guy that I want for a home run prop. So check him out as well. And then let's go with our SGP. I'm telling you right now, we're going to hit one of these, and I got a little creative tonight with some RBIs with a team who I think is going to explode against the opposing pitcher, which is the Atlanta Braves. And I'm going to give you two options, and I'll tell you why in a second. So this is the way we're going to build it. We're going to go with our guy who we like in Adam Duvall. We're going to have him to get a hit and get an RBI. Then we're going to go with Matt Olson, who, listen, if we go to a home run prop, that means he's going to get an RBI. So let's get him for an RBI as well. And then one of my favorite players on the team, in Ozzie Albies, at 2+ total bases. He will be on a base path when at least one of these guys knock him in. And then let's go to the mound with Spencer Strider, who still looks amazing. 8 strikeouts against the Phillies. We're going to go with him with 8+, and that gives us a +1,000 SGP. Now, if you want to get really risky, take Strider up to 9 or more, and that bumps you up another 200 and gets you a +1,200. I might play them both because that's how I'm feeling right now. Again, let's have some more fun. Let's stay hot. Fantasy Firebox, Tony Tixocatillo, WinDailySports.com. We'll catch you on the next ride.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. So start your free trial of SiriusXM today. Visit SiriusXM.com/believe.